This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is time now for Eric Chiafalo and an edition of The Finest.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, plenty to get to here. March Madness officially underway. It is now Sweet 16 week. We will get some Friday games at the AAC that involve some really intriguing matchups, to say the least. Now, we will address that in a moment. We're down to two teams in the Big 12, so it has not been the greatest tournament in the world when it comes to Big 12 schools. You, of course, have number one Houston. They will be playing at the AAC versus Duke on Friday. That'll be a ton of fun. And then you have Iowa State, the other Big 12 team, Big 12 champion, as a matter of fact. They're the two seed, and they will be playing on Thursday versus Illinois. So those are your final Big 12 teams, but you will get to see Houston and Duke go at it Friday night at the AAC. That'll be awesome. And you'll also have NC State versus Marquette. So those are going to be the two Dallas games for the Sweet 16, and Iowa State and Houston are the two remaining Big 12 teams. We already have the 405 texting in. Let's go Marquette. Tyler Kolek, one of the best guards in the country, and Marquette maybe having the best backcourt in the tournament at this point. And a guy like Kolek can really get it done. The way he closed that game out on or just yesterday, as a matter of fact, was pretty dang impressive. That dude's a beast. So Shaka Smart, former Longhorns head coach, and Marquette will be playing some basketball here in the Sweet 16, right in our backyard at the AAC. Now, NC State is the final kind of lovey-dovey underdog Cinderella team that I think everybody can sort of get behind. A lot of likable folks in and around that team. But Oakland was the team in round one that stole the show. They beat Kentucky, Will Chambers and company, still losing their minds about it. Jack Golke is the guy, the white dude with the less than ideal hairline that shoots the hell out of the three ball. And what has taken place for him, this has been awesome. Their head coach, Greg Camp, said that the NCAA tournament changed a couple of his players' lives, including Golke. The run is now over. Oakland loses to NC State on Saturday. But this dude, Golke, made three-point history in the tournament. He signed multiple NIL deals. He got to launch his own merch store, and he went from 500 Instagram followers to over 50,000 Instagram followers. This dude's come up is absolutely ridiculous. He's a forever March legend, and I mentioned a couple of those the multiple NIL deals. Here is one of them from this is a commercial I saw. Shout out to the marketing team, capitalizing, striking while the iron's hot. 'Tis the season. TurboTax said, "Hey, Golke, we need you." They posted up of some camera inside a random hotel wherever he was staying at in the midst of the tournament. They're like, "Hey, can we borrow you for a few seconds? We'd like to give you some money, and need you to dribble the ball and shoot a fake jumper on the carpet of this random hotel room floor so we can film a commercial. Take it away, Golke and TurboTax."
Me and my team got to the next round by making all our moves count. Just like TurboTax, who makes all your off-court moves count this tax season.
Incredible. And apparently,
living the dream.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Man, I'm so happy these players can get a little piece of this.
Oh, it's epic, dude. Especially for a guy like him. A guy like him who's got basically no NBA future. Nobody knows who he is. And now, after one game where you go 10 of 20 from the three-point line and you upset one of the biggest basketball programs in the country all of a sudden now you are, you know,
he's a pitchman. He looks like he could be a spokesman.
Yeah. And he looks like he could also be your accountant.
Sure.
For TurboTax.
That's his next gig.
He probably could do your taxes.
I hope he just gets to do spots like every year. He's like, hey, Golkey, here of the 2024 Final Four there for Oakland. Obviously, I wasn't going to the league, but I'm back with TurboTax.
Yeah, dude, multiple NIL deals. And apparently he said something in an interview about how all these NIL deals, like everything starts happening in real time. Like you become Jack Golkey, like in overnight. You step into the court versus Kentucky as a nobody. You leave that game. Your phone's blowing up. Businesses are reaching out to you. And apparently he created an email account, gave it to his buddies, and told his buddies to just like handle whatever NIL stuff that comes in. And one of them is TurboTax that they thought was a good idea. So that's just hilarious, man.
I saw he got a deal with B-Dubs as well.
B-Dubs.
He's rolling in the wings.
That's epic, dude. I'm so happy for a guy like that. And I saw like...
And you get wing money, you've made it.
Agreed, dude. That's really the pinnacle.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part for Golkey. It's really only downhill from here. But but you made it. I mean, you made it to the top. And I saw something about the pregame routine for this guy. Like, you don't just get out of bed and go 10 of 20 versus Kentucky in the tournament from the three-point line. You don't do that as Jack Golkey. The reason why you do that is because apparently his daily routine involves a 9 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. spot shooting 250 shots. Then he does his team practice. Then he comes back later on in the afternoon for 90 minutes and does full speed game situation shooting, 500 shots. So if you want to be the next Jack Golkey, and maybe you don't want his hairline, but you want that jumper and you want these NIL deals, you want that wing money, Dawson.
Yeah.
750 jumpers a day will get it done for you.
Man, I wish Abby could hear that right now.
He shoots that many a game.
He does. Abby. Feels like it.
That shot chart, you talked about that
He's
last week.
He's just spraying it, dude.
Yeah, it's all behind the arc.
There's nothing
to chance with him inside the arc. He's all about taking the shot from the outside.
It's phenomenal, dude. And the NC State story, you know, it's Oakland and NC State going toe-to-toe. Oakland loses. Sad to see him, you know, Oakland and Jack Golkey leave the tournament, but it is cool to see what NC State's got going on. DJ Burns is now one of the fan favorites in the tournament. Big man for NC State. He does a side hustle where he owns a couple of vending machines and apparently cashes out because of it. Maybe he gets a sweet deal on the, you know, bags of chips as well, which is a college kid. Anytime you can get a discount on anything food-wise, you're going to capitalize. So I don't know if he's getting high on his own supply, so to speak, with the vending machine, but I could understand if he did.
Hopefully he's at least doing it at cost, you know?
Absolutely. There's a break-even situation involved there. But by winning 7 games in the last 12 days, NC State head coach Kevin Keats has earned a $100,000 ACC tournament title bonus, a $400,000 raise beginning next season, 2-year extendo through April 23rd on the contract, $25,000 bonus for beating Texas Tech, and a $50,000 bonus for beating...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
In Oakland. This dude just cashing out. Congratulations, Kevin Keats, man. What a run. the NC State Wolfpack have been on.
Man, and I feel like I can celebrate with the coaches now. The players can get in on the fun. This is great. Everybody's winning.
Yeah, everybody's
Stack
winning
the money,
including the Boilermakers. Everybody thinks Purdue. They're gonna crap down their leg again. That's what they always do. But Shaq Edey, that's right, Shaq Edey says no, sir, not gonna happen. This dude, 7'4", big man, and he's putting up all the numbers right now. Purdue has dominated the first two rounds of this tournament. Haven't really played anybody, sure, I get it, but salute to them because they had a ton of pressure on them going into this tournament here as the narrative of them being a bunch of chokers has really taken a stranglehold over the college basketball community. But Shaquille O'Neal has taken notice of the big man, Zach Edey. He says, I'm changing your name to Zaquiel O'Neal. We got ourselves our very own Shaq Edey situation brewing. And it's because of the numbers he's putting up, dude. Zach Edey of Purdue, first player with three straight games with at least 20 points and three blocks in the NCAA tournament since
Kareem.
Shaquille O'Neal for LSU, 91-92. Nice. Shout out to Brian Broaddus repping the purple.
Yeah, I know you're very proud.
Yeah, very proud. That team's only won like 16 games every year. Seriously, LSU was not a great team with Shaq being there.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, they did not
take advantage
Need
of that
better
guy.
Guard play.
Yeah.
About guard play this
time
of year.
Do you think Edey is an NBA player?
It's a weird deal. I think he is. I think there is a place for him for sure.
I mean, if Boban could be in there.
Yeah, like he belongs on a bench at the very least somewhere in the NBA. I just don't know how the NBA will look at him in terms of, is he a first round pick? Is he a second round guy? I mean, at 7'4".
It sounds like that he went back to school. Because they didn't think he was an NBA
player. I just don't think you're quick enough to rebound, to block shots, to get out to the perimeter. I just don't think you can defend at all.
Yeah, he's probably too slow-footed to really make a huge impact. But do I think he's going to be in the NBA? Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. The team's going to need a fourth center, 15th man. We're going to face Jokic. And who knows, maybe his offensive game is skilled enough that, you know, he could at least be a weapon.
He's played in international basketball, too. He's Canadian. So he's had his share of of those kinds of competitions. Yeah.
Well, here is Purdue head coach Matt Painter being asked about Zach Edey, where a lot of people argue he's only good because he's tall. And here's the Boilermakers head coach saying, "Go bleep yourself."
You see people around the country, even fans, but even people that cover the game say he's just tall. What would you say to the people that say that are only looking at the size and not just the game?
Yeah, they just shouldn't cover basketball. Yeah, And so, like, you go to school and you learn things or whatever, but we all don't like every single class we're in, right? It's kind of a necessary evil. It's like going to work. Like, you don't like everybody you work with, or you don't like certain parts of your job, and, it's tough, right? You got to be able to deal with, like, certain things that are difficult. So I just think everybody should, like, take tests on their knowledge of what they're doing. Like, I think all coaches should take a test so they understand refereeing. And I think all referees should take a test so they understand coaching. And I think all journalists should have to take a basketball quiz or a test, or anybody that tweets, they should have to be able to do it. And if they say something so moronic as that, then they should have to have a probationary status where they can't tweet for like 3 months. I think it'll help like society, like just try to knock out the fools, so they don't have to, meet at the local Walmart and say things that don't make any sense.
That was a damn good rant.
There you go.
Very impressive there from Matt Painter.
Carry him up, Matt.
Now, I mean,
stand up for your guy.
I got 90 seconds worth of Kim Mulkey, whose voice sounds like the, if an ashtray was able to speak. I don't know if you guys want to hear her, but she called out the Washington Post. Apparently, they got a hit piece on her.
They do.
She's getting ahead of this thing. Here is LSU Lady Tigers head coach, formerly of the Baylor Bears.
That's right.
And this is Broaddus's lady. This is her starting her pregame presser with, "Hey, we got to talk about this bleephole journalist from the Washington Post.
This reporter has been working on a story about me for 2 years. After 2 years of trying to get me to sit with him for an interview, he contacts LSU on Tuesday as we were getting ready for the first round game of this tournament with more than a dozen questions, demanding a response by Thursday, right before we're scheduled to tip off. Are you kidding me? This was a ridiculous deadline that LSU and I could not possibly meet, and the reporter knew it. It was just an attempt to prevent me from commenting and an attempt to distract us from this tournament. It ain't gonna work, buddy. Unfortunately, this is part of a pattern that goes back years. I told this reporter 2 years ago that I didn't appreciate the hit job he wrote on Brian Kelly, and that's why I wasn't going to do an interview with him. After that, the reporter called two former college coaches of mine and left multiple messages that he was with me in Baton Rouge to get them to call him back, trying to trick these coaches into believing that I was working with the Washington Post on a story.
So there's Kim Mulkey, and that's just about half of her 3.5-minute rant against the Washington Post and this particular journalist, who I do believe is a Gamecock himself. So there's some SEC hate involved here. There's a little rivalry. Ooh, yeah. But I do look forward. I mean, she's really built up this particular story now. Yeah. We're all going to be waiting to read. Yes. Like, she's really hyped it up for us now.
It must be juicy.
There's a nice rollout there. I imagine if you're the Washington Post, you feel good about this. But she says she's threatened to sue them if they are coming out with a story that's not true about her. So we'll see how far that can go. I imagine the Washington Post has, you know, probably the best lawyers in the business there, and they will make sure that story is buttoned up at every turn before they release it to the public there. But she's definitely ticked off and potentially nervous about what's in this thing.
Defamation lawyer she's already hired, too. So, yeah, she's lawyering up, and I guess the Washington Post is always that way because of the line of work they're in.
I mean, might be a dishonest, intrepid reporter. I don't know. I think the way that she reacted suggests that it's potentially damaging. I didn't hear any denials about the things he is going to say, just that maybe he's a liar and he might have an axe to grind here. So, but you know, that one's interesting. When Kim has said stuff in the past, I've cringed. You know, when she was talking about Brittany Griner and, you know, her preference, and, you know, she did not have her back at all. And when she was at Baylor, I was like, wow, that's kind of weird. I know, you know, like, when you look back on her career, you are going to see some things where she ventures into social commentary and you know it's troubling in a Mike Gundy kind of way. She's like the Mike Gundy of women's basketball. And, you know, I think there's potentially a stuff in there that is not going to reflect well on her.
No.
She has had a very long career.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will not be surprised at all. You know, I don't know why anybody has to write it. I think everybody knows it. If you're a fan of Kim Mulkey, if you've been watching Kim Mulkey, if you've seen her at any of the universities that you root for or have gone to and you see her up there, you know what's in there, you know. And, you know, maybe it's a reporter's opinion that times are changed and she doesn't belong in basketball anymore and they're going to try to do a big hit piece and get her canceled. But I am fascinated to see what is in that story. Because she is a legendary personality. I mean, not only is she a great coach, but, you know, the way that she interacts is brings so much attention to the college game. You know, it would be bad for her to get kicked out. Maybe it'd be bad for the brand of women's basketball to tear this thing open and see what's in there. But no doubt I already wanted to see it, and her talking about it just makes me want to see it that much more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.